Yeah, we did great. Missed you, Larry. To the list.
Well, let's listen to it at least. Maybe we can try to.
Oh, I think we can do it.
Okay.
So then that gives us for contemporary two songs in our list: The Middle and Shine. So I think we need some.
Pearl Jam?
We need some. What's that?
State of Love and Trust. That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we could do. Their cover of Teenage Wasteland. Bob O'Reilly's.
Street Fighting Man.
I'm iffy on it. But
I think there's one too many guitars. It gets really dissonant.
It gets messy, huh? I mean, I like the
like
song.
We fall out of tune with each other by the end or something.
Hold on a sec.
I think there's better Stones songs than that we could do, but the Stones really
good.
I like the song. I just don't think
we're just wrapping up.
I like the drum part.
We're getting to the truth now, aren't we?
I do like the drum part.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. I'm not reading yet.
Sounds like Green Day.
Reading it up.
Money.
Oh, money. Sound like Burnout from Green Day.
Get a job.
Bum, 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 bum.
Thank you.
kind of slow song.
It is, but it does have kind of a groove. I think as long as we don't turn it into a 10-minute song. But there are...
I don't know. I think it's a long song, though, in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a long song. They didn't get paid by the song, they got paid by the album.
Fun, but I want to get out and play somewhere, do something.
That's what I want to see.
So Pagacha, I think, would stuff like that. Those open mic nights might be fun.
Do that like once a month or something. And
if we could work something out. Yeah.
And a lot of open mics won't take a band. That place at Pagacha's did, but that wasn't really an open mic.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's kind of the thing. Is I don't want someone to be frustrated. You know, if we're not heading that way, if we're just getting together and playing, in your backyard or someone has a.
No, if it's just us getting together, it keeps me playing, so I'm loving it. So
okay.
I'm good with that.
All right. I just want to make sure we're all kind of, because if I can't make it or something like that, I feel like I kind of kill it, so I don't want to be fun.
Are you? Okay. Usually it's the person who asks if we're okay is the one who's not having
it. Look, I don't have any other place to sing, so. But the other thing is I'm not looking, right?
You do have a car.
Huh?
You do have a car.
I do have a car. Yeah, Larry's going to have a hard time. It'll be an hour and a half for him each way.
Yeah, and he's going to have a lot more responsibilities, shall we say. I know he'll probably let the wife.
This guy may be moving.
Yeah, I may be leaving town. So.
He's buying a house in Maine.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I haven't approved that. You can.
That right?
That's what I said.
Listen, I submitted that document to UNF 5 years ago. Still waiting for approval.
You're still waiting for the...
So many people change jobs. And
yeah.
We lost a guitar. I don't know if we can handle losing a bass.
Yeah,
well, I think
that's
kind
of critical.
Especially a good bass.
Well, I think may take some talking, but Omar used to play bass, right?
We got to get him back first, but...
True, that's a good point, yeah.
He's got my microphone still.
So you might be moving to Maine, or you are moving?
No, we'll be moving, but we're not there. In the next 6 months, I should say.
Huh. Wow.
I haven't sold my house, but we are closing on a house soon.
Okay, so.
But then I've got to sell my house, and then I've got to stage it. And then
so
I've
we need to start looking for a bass player.
Larry needs to line up bookings when we come to visit.
Well, we got to figure out what Larry's doing as well. Like you said, when he moved up there, even the wife said, he's going to come to Auburn by 9 o'clock in the morning to
he's
practice.
He's going to get tired of that real quick.
Well, he's a bit of an early bird. He used to be really early at work.
He's got all kinds of irons and fire right
Larry
now.
Larry looks forward to this. So
I agree.
And he
and
said
he's out. He does guitar lessons at Northwest Guitar on Saturdays
so
he's
right. Yeah, so he's downtown.
So he's changed his home, but I don't know if he's changed kind of his.
Well, we don't know that. You know, he's out today. Why is he out today? Probably because
probably move in.
Well, it could be. Yeah, nobody hears from him, so we don't know.
Yeah, I'm only taken aback a little bit because out of the job a few days free, I might go over to help if he asked or something.
Well, if not,
he did it for his wife and his daughter.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with moving his life there. He's just giving them a life that they want.
He works at home, so it doesn't matter.
Well,
that's kind of what he said.
But the point being, he's now he still has to commute occasionally into work.
I just realized I played
in
my slippers today.
Very
nothing
nice.
Wrong with that.
Very cute.
That's a success.
I'd be playing in my PJs if I lived here. So
turn dim lights a little.
All right, so good. So at least for the time being, everyone's good. We're just
If nothing else, we're learning to play music as a group.
Yeah.
You know, the fact we enjoy playing together, the fact that we're getting a song list that we hope other people would like is relevant. Moment, we're learning to play the instruments in a group, singing, vocals, whatever. You
know. This is where we may come back to Larry's guy at Northwest Guitars or whatever and just kind of say, okay, we need to find a better way to get kind of plugged into the performance side of things than we've had.
Well, if you go to, you know, you signed us up one song on, what was it called, SoundCloud.
I just create. I have my own account there. I just put some. Because the reason why is I wanted to be able to show people our music and having to navigate through. So I'm like, let's pick.
I can give that link to my mom.
Yeah. And then you can kind of see all the songs. That's not our necessary band one. We can create another. Right. But this way, if you're going through and you hear a better. I didn't have time to go through
it might have changed
for the last 2 years.
It may have changed since I used it, but I got off it because it didn't do what's called a performance kit, an EPK.
So basically,
you can load all your songs, and then they'll give you gigs. You can go and find gigs in your area for the sort of songs, and you've got all your songs up there, pictures, videos, whatever you want.
I just was easier for me to be able to, in the car, play all our songs that as we play them back to back.
Right.
And it's mainly for a player. It's in my own. It wasn't meant for the band thing, but I just wanted
to let
it. And if we could use that as a foundation to start thinking about which are good recordings, and then theoretically pick a platform, but. Yeah.
Studio One can dump it straight to SoundCloud, can't it? But you'd have to own the account.
I'm on the free plan, so you're limited to
Here's something that we can be thinking about is what are the types of places that are looking for bands and what are the kinds of music that they're looking for in those places?
Well, that's really where one of us or somebody, maybe another person, has to be a manager and has to go out looking for it. One of us has to go and look on. And you can do this. You can go for places to go for gigs. On Reverb Nation, you can go and look for gigs in your area. You can say, I want a gig in 25-mile range of Bellevue or something like that.
Or Craigslist.
Yeah.
But,
do you want me to stand on your back?
No.
Yeah, I just
slip discs,
you know,
so I just need to keep
summer,
sweat
you know,
stretching.
If everyone's still committed and you know, feeling like this is something they want to do every Saturday morning, then great.
Just hope on the weekends off you get a time to spend.
Yeah, well, luckily this fall I don't think I have any sports, so that'll be the first time in 16 years. We don't have commitments every Saturday.
Well, my family's not up till 10 or whatever on Saturdays anyway, so.
So you're kind of coming home. Well, my son's not up until 1 if he doesn't have a game.
Yeah.
Not up until 1 on any Saturday.
Although Riley's out today, so I got a date day. Riley's doing the 8th grade leadership thing at junior high from 10 to 10 tonight.
Oh,
so
neat.
Prepping the school up and stuff. So I think we'll go see a movie or something today.
Not prep, literally.
Okay. Well, so that, I mean, so knowing that we do want to perform, and now it's a matter of how often we want to perform, because I think we have a musical taste in our group. And then there's the songs that people would want
to worry about
sit through a one-hour performance of.
Yeah.
I think we should worry about how many times you want to perform when we get to perform.
Well, but my point is, do we want to be a performance band, or do we want to be a band that occasionally performs?
I don't think we want to go on tour.
Well,
Seattle even.
My point is, do we gear our musical repertoire towards more marketable songs?
Right.
Or do we do what we do and then occasionally perform it?
Well, that's a big decision, and I've been in that area for a while.
Well, yeah, that's good.
I think we're getting to the point that it's fairly easy to pick up songs. So
if you're not doing what you want to do, you got to sit.
Well, and that's my point. I don't want to pick up a bunch of songs if nobody, you know, because it'll come through in the performance if we're not energized about it.
I like throwing a new song in every week or 2 weeks.
Okay.
And
let's just do that.
But
and then we got songs that we played that were just not.
There's a lot in our backlog too, like Tiffany's and.
Yeah. Satisfaction. A lot of that first set.
We've got like 8 or 9. We had
fairly
good.
We lose Omar and we lose 3 or 4 songs.
Yep.
But we don't feel he's right yeah. now. Not because he's not there, but because he is an instrument.
We could probably make.
We can play around Omer. I mean, if Omer can only make it once a month, and then if we're going to perform.
There's a few songs that, you know. And we could rearrange, like Boulevard. If we
yeah.
if we didn't do, like, if you listen to the Green Day cover band, Cover Ups do, or... they've got another, he's got two or three side bands. But they did Boulevard, but without all the tremolo and mm-hmm. all that crap, and just kind of made it just a driving beat. If we get rid of that trem in there, then we could pretty easily make it a two guitar song. It's that context switch in between those different textures that make it hard. There's kind of three distinct guitar parts with that. And we could do Crazy Little Thing.
I don't think
Omer's gone. I think he does enjoy his time with you, but he definitely got other commitments.
He had a busy spring and summer.
College, that was the main thing. Marriage and college is going to kill everything, isn't it?
Wait until kids come.
That would really be desperate to hear you.
Well, Jeff, you know bass? You could be a Geddy Lee.
Daddy said bass. I could learn bass, but I don't know it.
I think it's 6 months out.
We could be Power Quad or whatever.
We could do the Rush. They did it with three.
Their sound's pretty rich.
We are the priests.
You know the Maytag stacks?
Yep.
Screw Marshall, Maytag.
Maytag. Sausage making.
Yeah, we could do some. There's some fun. Yeah. Four's a good number for a band, but having two guitarists just gives us a little more option.
I agree.
Hopefully Larry can keep going. Bass, we absolutely need.
Three guitars, though.
Well... I'm not convinced Dover is coming back. We'll see if that happens.
Well, I would. He's been gone quite a while, right? And he probably had some weekends where he could have snuck it in.
And he's probably, you know, you get to a point where, okay, now I'm behind by 4 months of songs.
He'll be back when he's round shaped.
Yeah.
Well, but I also, I talked to him when we were doing it. He's like, I'm having so much fun doing this. And it was, like, you know, how often do you get four or five guys together who all agree roughly on a musical taste and just give you the opportunity to play and just be in a...
And have a studio like this.
I only had to wait 48 years. So.
I know, me too.
So, for me, it's just great to get together and do it. If we perform, great. If we're just practicing and then something shows up where we can perform, great.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, we've said we need collateral. And we've spent a lot of time recording stuff. We still don't have any collateral. Not because somebody's not here or that didn't sound right or something.
Well, but we're not recording.
Or just listen to the recordings.
Yeah, do that. I mean, then load them up.
That's what I'm starting to do.
The
idea was with...
Throw them out to people who would want to be... That Larry said, we don't have anything he can tell anybody about. Yeah, point to. Go look at, listen to that.
Yeah. I don't know what we were doing different on the first recording we did of Superstition, but man, that's the best one.
You mean the first time we ever played it?
The first time we played
it.
Like in that first session.
Go back and listen to it.
Man, the guitar sounded so good.
Jerry's?
But I think, again, Omer was in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Huh. And he just sharpens it up. I don't know what it is.
Was he there?
I think he was there for that one.
The what one?
You would know if he was there. Omer was on the first gig.
And I've got to, Dave brought up, I've got to get a keyboard. I don't...
It won't be empty.
One for home?
I want to get a Roland FA-8. Because it's got much better sounds.
Oh. All
right. It's got a legit harmonica. Hey, sweetie. No, I'm walking out. we're all getting ready to go.
You're good.
All right, guys.
Right, how do we go out? The same way as you come in? Unless you want to run the gauntlet of the steps.
Yeah, either or.
Want me grabbing?